morning, Keith. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, I tell you what, I am more than pleased to be back, and I have a few questions for you because I've been out of the loop for a while.
Yes.
When I last was tuned into the story, they were calling it a technology park, and now they're talking about a trades district. Is it the same land area that we're talking about?
Well, I think it depends because there's two sections to it. So the section where, let me see, the section that would be to the east of Rogers is considered the trades certified tech park, and the area to the west is the housing commercial use, and the whole area has been designated or is currently being called the trades district.
Okay. And the technology part was kind of where it was headed, and then with the change in administration coming, cooler heads have prevailed and say, let's wait until we get the new administration in place and talk a little more about this. Is that what's happening?
Well, heads have prevailed. I don't know if I'd call them cooler heads, but sure.
Reality set in.
By saying cooler heads prevails, you know, that has certain implications that I don't think are warranted. Okay.
And are there new players in the game now?
Yes.
We got five different proposals. Is that what I'm seeing?
Well, you have to understand that the area to the west is a separate process from the area to the east.
Now, housing is one of the controversial points in this because some of the opponents say we don't need any more quote-unquote student housing, and I know they say this is not really student housing, but then the issue, Tim, is how do you keep students out of it if it's housing?
Well, I don't think we've had that conversation publicly, but there have been discussions about 12-month leases that will start at an odd time so that it doesn't facilitate somebody going to the university having an opportunity to have a lease. You know, they would have to have a lease for much longer time than they would actually be able to live there. So there were some mechanisms that were being looked at, the way I understand it, that would be a disadvantage for somebody who was looking at it as a student and renting for semester to semester.
Now,
I think that was the thinking.
I haven't stayed in Holiday Inn recently, so I've never been an attorney or played one on television. But that sounds a little bit like it's illegal to have something that says you have to sign a lease and therefore students can't sign those kinds of – that's not the way you're saying it, but
– No, I know. And I think that's where cooler heads come in, right? Coming back to your
– Right. More heads.
So I think people are exploring it.
Okay. So what about the technology part of all this? That was the exciting part that, you know, Bloomington to be a technology center and with all the stuff we have here already with technology, is that still a major part of all of this?
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate goal is to find a place for technology businesses to locate and be able to, you know, cross-feed from each other. That was been the goal all along. So, yeah, and I think that's what people are trying to get to at this point. So, I think it's good that taking a little break and move forward a little slower.
We're talking with Tim Mayer, a member of the Bloomington City Council, recently reelected in November. Have you guys had a sit down yet with the mayor-elect?
Not as a group. And that will probably
is that illegal to sit down and talk?
No, I don't think so. I think we can caucus, and I think a caucus is the ability for a political group to sit down.
Okay.
Able to sit down with more than five members because five members would constitute
a quorum.
A quorum.
Yeah. I know so, with the school board, if four or more members got together away from a meeting, it would be considered a meeting.
That's right.
Okay.
But the state law allows political parties to caucus.
Okay.
And that allows them to get together and discuss, issues.
Well, doesn't it make sense for you all to sit down and talk about what you'd like to have happen? Well, there's no legislation yet.
No, that's true. I think it's all about vision and, and philosophy. Yeah.
Okay.
At this point. Yeah, and I mean that will happen before we have our first, you know, quote unquote first city council meeting.
Okay.
And that may happen just before the first of the year or just after the first of the year.
Now, I've been out of the loop a little bit. Have we appointed any other administration people? There were some vacancies that hadn't been filled.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the city? Is there a city council meeting tomorrow night?
We do have a special session tomorrow evening, and it will be followed by a committee of the whole. In the special session, we will be picking up the legislation we discussed last week, which has to do with removing the voluntary nature and investigation mediation complaints about sexual orientation. And this is really dealing with housing and the ability for all people of all walks of life to have a fair and equal opportunity for that housing. So that was something that was brought forward by Councilmember Neer, and we had a good discussion last Wednesday evening, and I suspect it will pass because it had a do-pass recommendation, 9-0, and we will probably pass it tomorrow evening. 9-0, and then we will we'll have committee of the whole, which will talk about changes to our unified development ordinance, and this has to do with, and I'm not quite sure, has to do with the revising definition of fraternity sorority housing and correcting minor errors. So city legal has found some things that they want to clean up before the end of the year.
What's the reason for revising the definition of sorority fraternity house?
I'll have to wait till tomorrow evening to tell
okay.
you.
Because, I mean, that's like they're pretty well grounded. They've been here, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it may have to do with those units that are not on university property.
Okay, so like a fraternity that wants to get started has an off-campus facility.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on the agenda?
Yeah, we have one more item, which will be, and again, these are committee the whole in the committee meeting. Then we will be amending Title 15, which is our traffic ordinance. And I think probably the most interesting part of it is if you are out late in the evening driving, you will come to certain intersections where we go from a red, yellow, green light to a flashing red in both directions. And the staff is recommending that we do away with the flashing red lights and go to a traditional red, yellow, green light situation at those particular intersections. They cite that it's safer and avoids more car-to-car collisions. So that's probably the most unique part of the traffic code. The rest of it deals with loading zones and parking areas and things like that we typically tweak throughout the year.
All right, let me take you back to that, because as I come in the morning to do the show,
yes.
I come down 3rd Street, and right by the police station, there are two flashing yellows.
Yes.
Now, that would be done away with, and there'd be just a regular stoplight there?
That is correct.
What does that do for anything?
Well, I think what this research shows on a national level is that the flashing reds, flashing yellows are confusing to drivers, or drivers disobey them, and so that they do facilitate higher accident rates. And
well, so I got to tell you a quick story. My brother is from Texas, and he came up here, and we're driving down 3rd Street, and it was early in the morning, you know, when there's flashing stuff going on and all that stuff, and he's mumbling, and finally I said, "What are you mumbling about?" He said, "Well, you're stopping at the stoplights." And I said, "Well, that's a custom here in Bloomington. When the light's red, you stop." And he said, "Well, that's not what I mean." He said, "There's no cars waiting." And I said, "I don't have an idea in the world what you're talking about." He said, "Well, in Texas, if 3rd Street was declared the major east-west thoroughfare, that one would be always green unless there was a car waiting to cross on one of the side roads. And then that would trip the light, and it would change from green to red, and then the cross traffic could go through." I've always found it very interesting on the flashing yellows that you've got all of that stuff happening. And why not? I mean, it makes infinite sense to me to there's no cars coming the other direction. And you're going to sit there and wait for that traffic light to, I don't know, it's a personal thing. So,
well, I think one of the things that was discussed is that the cycle would be much shorter.
Okay.
So we would flip faster.
Okay.
So, yeah, but, you know, because it's set on a clock, 24-hour, or 24-hour clock.
Okay.
And so you can pick certain sections of that time to go to hold the light longer or shorter, and I think that's what they're thinking about doing.
I just think, Tim, that a person who is going to disobey a flashing red or a flashing yellow is going to disobey a flashing green or a non-flashing green and a flashing red or non-flashing red too.
I don't have that one moment.
Hey, real quick, where are you? What's the fog situation?
Well, I can see halfway up the street, but it is definitely London.
Okay.
Here, yeah,
it's
very much so.
It got a little worse when the it started to get lighter out downtown here.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So just kind of wondering. All right. So quick question.
So,
go ahead.
Tomorrow night's special session, there is no public comment on items not on the agenda.
Okay.
There will be public comment on the ordinance that we are adopting, which is dealing with sexual identity and the ability for housing.
Uh-huh.
So there's public comment on that. And then we will, once we're finished with that, we will adjourn, and then we will reconvene as a committee of the whole, and we will discuss those two items, the UDO amendments and the traffic code. And again, the public is invited to come and speak on both of those issues. So,
let me ask you this. Are you guys like getting close to wrapping up for the year?
Yes.
Is this one of the last meetings of the year?
Yes, the last two items I just discussed in the Committee of the Whole will be the last two items of the year that we will discuss next Wednesday, and that'll be our last.
So next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, will be the last meeting of the year.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Do you have anything where you have to, like, okay, we got to transfer money from this fund to that fund for the end of the year?
You've been lounging on the beaches, and so we've already done that.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the luxurious hospital bed in Bill Trace, looking out the window, saying, "Boy, I can't wait to get out of here."
You know. Yeah.
So, if you ever ref a football game and the kid's going in from the 5-yard line for a touchdown, get out of the way.
Exactly.
So, actually, it wasn't the kid with the ball; it was the defenders who didn't notice that he dove low, and so they came high, and all that was there was my leg.
Was you?
Yeah. So, at any rate.
Well, hey, good to hear your voice. Good to hear you back.
Good to be back, and always good to see you around town. You're at everything, and thank you for all you do, and we appreciate you coming on here on Tuesdays and filling us in on what's going on in the city.
Great. Looking forward to seeing you in person.
All right, Tim. You have a great one.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Tim Mayer, the Bloomington City Councilman, who appears here with us.